Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Welcome to the February 16th edition of Look at My Records. We just kicked off the program with a beautiful new song by Pikas. Hope I'm saying that correctly. You know, there's so many times you just read someone's name or band or artist name. You never hear it pronounced, though.
Yeah.
But it's a brand new single called T-Shirt, and it's wonderful. We were all just talking about how much we liked it.
I don't know if you said the name of the song right.
T-shirt.
I think it's T-shirt.
T-shirt. You know, it could be. It could definitely be T-shirt or T-shirt. But anyway, it's a great song. She also premiered a music video for it. But so check that out. Pikas, great artist from here in Brooklyn. But today, this is the first in a series of episodes previewing artists playing the new Colossus Festival. So I'm really, really excited to have Luke and Jess from Russian Bats on the program today. How are you guys?
Hi.
Hello, I'm good.
You're doing good?
Great.
Yeah, I think so.
Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you.
Is it too late to say Happy New Year?
No, I think you can do it until December 31st.
Yeah. And you guys had a good 2018. You put out your debut EP, right? You had a split single come out a couple of years before that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct.
EP called Penance. You were named one of the 15 young New York City bands that you need to know in Paste Magazine, along with a lot of other great bands like Bodega and the Shacks. So I remember reading about that. I'm like, these guys are legit.
You'd be surprised how cheap it is to bribe people to say nice things about you.
Bribe with your beautiful music, though, right? Bribe with your beautiful music. And so you guys put out that really great EP last year on Good Eye Records. I just had your label head on last week, Mike.
He's great.
What a great guy. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun. And now it's 2019. You're playing the New Colossus Fest on March 9th at the Bowery Electric with Emil Khan, Country Light Line Runner, and Lucia. But before we get into all this current stuff, why don't you guys tell me a little bit about how you guys started making music as Russian Baths? But like 2015, 2016, how'd you guys meet? Are you from around here originally? You come from other places?
I grew up in Massachusetts, but I've lived in New York for a while.
I come from New Jersey.
Oh, where are you from in New Jersey? I'm from New Jersey.
A little town called Hawthorne.
Oh, I know. I know where that is.
Yeah.
I'm from Verona, like Montclair area.
Oh, yeah. Nice. It's really not that far away.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah.
So you're pretty close to home, too. I've kind of always lived in the area as well.
I lived in Seattle for a number of years before I moved to Brooklyn. So I had a little time away.
Cool. But
yeah, so me and Luke met. We were working together in an office.
We worked in an office together.
And I think we were both like, oh, that person looks cool. Cooler than the rest of the people here.
That's how it happens at work a lot. When you spot someone, you're like, oh, I could vibe with this person.
Yeah.
I was a little resistant at first because I thought it looked like we would be friends. And so for some reason, I thought like, oh, we can't do that.
It's too obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke worked there first, and it was like many months before, like, I didn't know anyone there, and he was like, oh, here's some, he definitely noticed me before I noticed him, because I was the new person walking in.
Yeah.
But he avoided meeting me, because it was too obvious.
But then we met.
Then we met, and now, like, years later, we were
pretty close.
Yeah.
I guess that's fair. Pretty close, yeah.
How did it become, how'd you find out and it became a musical collaboration, though?
I'm not really sure. I don't remember who asked who to play first. I mean, Jess mentioned that she played guitar, and I do the same thing. And so I'm sure we talked about things we liked.
Yeah.
And decided to play. I think we initially thought we would end up sounding like Yola Tango.
That's not a bad thing. That's like my favorite bit.
They're good.
I'm from New Jersey. Yeah. So.
Then we didn't
wind up sounding like them.
Didn't sound like that, yeah.
But that's okay.
Yola Tango's
already doing it really well.
Yeah, and Yola Tango has a wide musical palette as far as what they appreciate.
That's true. There's sort of the variety show of indie rock bands.
I would encourage you guys to learn a gazillion covers like Yola Tango has over the course of your career.
That's true. They have several albums of covers. I think that a band is best suited to be whatever it becomes based on the people involved. It's really difficult to, even if one person writes all the music, it's, I think, infinitely better when it just like sort of can shift to match the identities and the play styles of the people involved. So I think as a result, we didn't sound like Yola Tango because, you know, that would require being them, I think.
Yeah.
They're pretty good and hard to imitate, right?
So tell me, did you guys start writing songs together right away? Did it take a little time to mesh as a duo, songwriting duo?
I think when we started playing, we pretty much right away were writing music.
Yeah, we had pretty good writing chemistry. Jess is a very gifted physical player, and it's you can kind of write a lot of stuff because she can play so much. She can play really well.
I don't know if that was the case when we first started playing, though. I was a little rusty.
You were good. I was surprised and impressed for sure. The first time we played, we just like, it was the two of us and then a drummer and a keyboard player. It was like listenable very quickly, I think. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this person's pretty good. Has a really good, keen melodic sense.
So compared to what is on Penance right now, the stuff you have out right now, mm-hmm. how would you say your sound has evolved since that beginning for the band?
Well, I mean, when we started playing, it was definitely more melodic and in that Yola Tango vein. Yeah, of like, and
now it's
indie,
a little like
sweeter sounding,
noise shoegazy type of sounding. How'd you kind of go? How'd you shift to that sort of?
Well, once Luke and I started writing music together, we started filling in the rest of the band, and the drummer and the bass player that we had, that when we sort of formed as Russian Baths, all of us were into being a little bit more aggressive with the sound and louder. And so just like Luke was saying, like the collection of all the people, even though I don't know that each of us individually at the time would say like, this is the kind of band that I want to play. The collection of all of us, we sort of overlapped in that like noisy world.
Yeah, I also think it was an angsty time. Unlike now, which is so peaceful.
You cracked me up, man. Sweet. I feel angsty right now.
I feel nice here, actually. This is like a cozy area. It's very safe. I would feel safe
here. Yeah, the studio
is
great.
It's a safe studio. Yeah. There's also cameras, so if anyone like did anything, we'd be like, hey, leave us alone. You're on camera. Smile, you're on camera, dude or dudette.
Good to know. I think lately, so the stuff on we have an album.
It's finished, right?
Recorded.
Yeah.
Done. That should come out at some point this year. And that, I think, is more aggressive than the EP. It's a lot harder sounding, I think. And there's a lot more like gated, big reverb sounds and things like that on it too. It just is more like sort of expansive, dramatic album. We've also been working on some stuff after that, newer stuff. That is,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we got a lot of songs
in
now.
The pipeline,
too,
man.
Many songs. But that stuff is like, I think that stuff's finding its footing. It's a little catchier.
Yeah.
I think.
So tell me, because you did, from what I was able to gather, you had this new record that's yet to be released. You had it mostly recorded as of like a year ago, right?
For the most part.
So was it part of the recording sessions for Penance, or did it come immediately after? Or
I mean, it came before and since, I think. We just...
Yeah, we did. We did
a long time.
Some of it before, and then we did Penance. We wanted to have, like, we wanted to put something out, and so we said we have these four songs. They're not like the end all be all. They're not like we want to put this EP out, but the record that we're working on, I think, I don't know if I speak for Luke as much, but like I feel like it's more of like a body of work and like sort of a. It's something that we care a lot about and want it to be really thought over and
I can't
refined.
Believe you. I can't believe you spoke for me.
Luke,
I know,
your
I'm
delivery
sorry.
Is awesome. You're killing it on the Look at My Records program on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm cracking up. I think everyone out there is cracking up too, man.
Oh,
they definitely are.
I hope
can
they're
see
having
them.
Fun with their families.
It's a family programming, so. But so you did, you wanted to work on those songs a little more, and you felt like they were more suited for a cohesive record, the sequencing and stuff like that. Yeah,
and I think it's like that record was like a longer game to get together. And the EP, we just wanted to like record the songs. I mean, the whole thing, like from writing them to recording them to releasing them was a couple months.
Yeah, a couple months for that one.
So yeah, and we didn't mull over it like and like painstakingly pick out tiny little sounds for each part, like,
yeah,
which like here's the songs where a rock band put them out.
There's literally I think it's fine to talk about this, right? Oh, this is fine. There's literally one there's literally one sound that we like sent like it's a noise and it lasts less than a second.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, Jess and I had like different versions of it. We like sent them out to the band and we're like, which of the four noises do you like best?
After a while, they were just like, we can't hear the difference anymore. No,
they picked Jess's though. They picked hers.
Damn, that must have hurt.
No,
they probably didn't even listen to it. No, they were just okay. Like,
mine sounded like a horse.
Yeah, it sounded like a horse whinnying.
Complaining.
It was a cool sound.
So that's interesting though, because it seems like as comparing the record to the EP is awesome. I really, really like it. And
thank you.
That was written and recorded in a very short period of time, and that record's a little more drawn out. How would you compare the two experiences?
I don't know yet. I think we'll have to see when it comes out, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
When do you expecting it? This year?
I think sometime this year, probably late this year. That's just, you know, just the nature of the thing. But I'm hoping that we can start putting songs out from it ahead of that. I hope I'm not stepping on any plans by saying that.
No, you're not. People are going to want to hear some singles, you know. I'm sure you'll have a couple of singles ready to go soon.
I hope so, yeah.
I think you will. I have faith. Well, let's play some songs from your 2018 EP, Penance.
Cool.
Really awesome EP. First up, Slender Man. Tell me about that song, you know, because Slender Man was like this meme thing that was inspired by H.P. Lovecraft poetry and stuff. Was that kind of behind the meaning of the song or anything like that?
I didn't know that.
I think you did.
Okay, yeah, you got me.
No, I don't know. I can't tell if you knew her.
Yeah, you got me. I actually don't think I knew the Lovecraft thing.
But it's that meme thing that kids, or I don't know.
Well, there was two young women who conspired to commit an act of violence against another. I'm calling them young women, but weren't they like 12?
Yeah, they were
kids. Oh, yeah, because Slender Man told them to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that song's...
song's about that?
I mean, sort of. Yeah.
Nice. It's a real dark, great song. I love it. And how about Black Cross, which is up? We're going to play your whole EP on this episode at some point. Every single song.
Sweet.
Nice.
I haven't listened. I don't know. I haven't heard it.
You don't know how to play this song,
I'm not familiar.
Not familiar with this song.
Black Cross, that's a funny song because we didn't really write it. Before we recorded it, like it didn't have parts until it was recorded. We just kind of like we wrote that because we played a show as a three piece and we needed a song that three people could play.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then the next song in the set, Pool House.
Yeah, that one. I really like listening to the Swirlies a lot.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love the Swirlies.
And that song came out.
Direct inspiration from the Swirlies on Pool House. Which Swirlies record were you listening to?
I don't remember the records, but I was listening to a lot of the songs.
Yeah, I feel you. That's what I did too.
What was there? The EP before the full length?
Yeah, that's a really good one.
I think it
I'm
was
trying
that.
To remember.
I think you told
it's
me
like
it was that.
Pink cover, kind of.
I think that's the one.
Yeah.
Excellent. You guys, this EP is incredible, and we're going to play these three songs right now.
Thank you.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to play records and talk about them.
Cool. Awesome.
But Russian Baz debut EP Penance dropped on Good Eye Records last year. It's available on cassette tape via www.goodeyerecords.com. You could also get it via Bandcamp, right? Bandcamp.russianbaz.com.
I don't think it's on Bandcamp.
It's not?
Well, the music is.
Yeah.
No.
The songs aren't?
No. We couldn't put them
no,
on there.
I thought we couldn't sell the physicals on there, but I think.
I don't know. It's on
goodeyerecords.com. Facebook/RussianBaths. Instagram, Russian Baths. You'll get to one of those, you will find a link to the other place where you can purchase. I own a physical copy of this, but I'm moving and I was going to bring it because I already packed it. So it's snugly packed away nice. With my other cassette tapes. So got to say I'm a proud owner of this great EP, Penance. And we're about to hear 3/4 of it, 75% of it. And then we'll hear the final 25% of it at the end of the program. Starting off with Slender Man. Guys, we'll be right back. Oops. We're back. Russian Bat's really capturing that Yola Tango sound. No, seriously, though, those songs were fucking awesome. Slender Man, Black Cross, and Pool House, all off of Russian Bat's 2018 EP, Penance, which you can get at goodeyerecords.com on cassette tape and digital download. Guys, thanks for sharing those songs. Can't wait to hear more in the future.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Us too.
So coming up next, you guys picked some records from my record collection, and we're going to play them, starting off with the late, great Amy Winehouse.
That's right. I like this song a lot.
Back to Black, it's an awesome, really heart-wrenching song, kind of.
So I think at the time this came out, I didn't realize how strange it was that this was very successful. Particularly at a time when popular music has trended away from live instrumentation, especially like sort of like throwbacky instrumentation.
Super throwback.
Mm-hmm. So it's really impressive that she managed to become a megastar sounding like she did. I mean, it just speaks to the fact that she was immutably talented.
Oh, incredibly. And you're right. It is like incredible to think of how massively successful she was.
Also, that documentary, I think, is I think it's an incredible documentary. I think it's one of the best music docs.
I still got to see it.
I mean, apparently it's a little. I mean, I've seen it, but I'm told by people who are smarter at watching things than me that it's like maybe salacious or something. But I didn't think of it that way. I just thought it was incredible that like all these things could coalesce where you could have footage of an artist, like good footage of an artist before they break at all. And you can see the artist break. Like, and I mean, get popular, you know?
Yeah.
It's definitely worth watching just for that, just for like seeing how the room she's playing change, and how much work she puts into it. So many times, like when we see a pop star in their 20s and they are not an evolved child star, it can seem like they came out of nowhere. But a couple years of work, I think almost always.
Yeah. Great choice. Mm-hmm. Great song choice from the record, too, Back to Black.
Yeah, I feel like it's the, I feel like it's the toughest song. Maybe it's the hardest tune. You know?
It's a hard tune. It's like it's a hard tune. You feel that tune.
Yeah, it's like
you feel it deep inside you.
The Dimmu Borgir tune on this record. Yeah, it's the most aggressive song on here, I feel like.
Yeah.
Good song.
Awesome, Luke. And then up next, Big Black, songs about fucking. I love Steve Albini. And this is like, this is what I think of when I think of Steve Albini, even though he's done so much more. Yeah. This is like the first record I think of. And it's so aggressive and weird sounding in a really interesting and beautiful way, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, we picked Back to Black, so then we had to pick
Big Black.
We had to pick Big Black after that. And we're wearing black clothing right now.
Yeah.
People can't see.
I have black pants on.
Right.
And, well, not shoes.
Go ahead. What were you going to say, Jess?
Just when we started playing this band, we listened to Big Black a bunch. Just the aggressiveness in that music.
I can hear it definitely a little bit in your sound for sure.
Yeah. Did you ever cover any other songs?
We never covered Big Black. We ripped them off. So that kind of is like a cover. I think this album's really good. I think so is Atomizer. There's almost like a journalistic style to the music where it feels like Albini is impersonating these problematic people. And also it's like, I don't know, the guitars sound like shrapnel.
They do.
Yeah.
It's funny to think of how culture comes around to things, too, where, like, I mean, this must have been, like, phenomenally abrasive upon its release.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like upon its release, it really didn't sound like anything else that was happening at the time, which is so interesting to me, because I really think it's kind of came out of nowhere. And that's, I think, why Steve Albini is just so innovative in ways.
Yeah, I think he was really young, too. I think he was probably, I think he started that band when he was, like, in college or something.
Yeah.
I think there's a pretty wonderful tradition of that sort of quasi-dissonant angular music. And I just feel like his is the, you know, kind of, the, like, cuts to the point the most. It's the most like a horror movie.
Yeah, I agree. And Then next, kind of like not at all like Big Black, La Luz, who I love. I'm a huge fan. And this is from their debut record, It's Alive. The song you guys selected is Sure as Spring. Jesse, you were telling me you lived in Seattle for a while.
Yeah.
And La Luz is originally from Seattle.
Yeah. So, well, when we were looking through your record collection, it was really fun too, by the way, like looking through your collection, thinking about picking out songs like that might have something to do with not just songs that we like, but also songs that might have something to do with what we're doing.
Yeah.
I picked out this record because, so I'd heard about La Luz when I lived in Seattle. I never got to see them play. And I finally watched them. They played in New York.
About a year ago. Oh,
well, this was a couple of years ago. Okay. My friends were in a band called Scully and they opened for them and I went to the show. And I was just watching them and like, it was kind of right around the time that I met Luke, I think. And I was just like, these people are all so fucking cool. Like, I want to do this. I want to be in a band. Like, and I met Luke and we were starting to write music and it was kind of inspiring to me as a musician to like move forward and not just like play music alone, like go and like make a band, go
play
do
shows,
it.
Collaborate.
So that's why I picked this one. And I really love their band. It doesn't sound anything like what we're doing, but I love listening to it.
Me too. It's fun. It's kind of relaxing too. Chill.
Yeah.
Good to like smoke and chill too. And
exactly.
Yeah. The first song we wrote was like a surf.
Yeah, the very first song we wrote was like Beach Boys.
Yeah. So it sort of sounded like that.
Yeah.
Cool. Will anyone ever hear that song, you think?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably not.
Maybe. It's on my iPhone somewhere.
And then we're wrapping up the set with When You Sleep by My Bloody Valentine off of their classic Loveless.
Yeah, I mean, we had to.
This was an obvious pick.
We had to pick the honest one, right? you know, it's got the, I think our vocal style is certainly related to bands like My Bloody Valentine and the Swirlies. Yeah. Kind of, I always liked how they juxtaposed the large washes of noise with really quiet, understated vocals that are just like kind of right, but never escalate to the point of having too much feeling.
Perfectly said. Perfectly said. And now I can't wait to play these four songs that you guys picked. Russian Bad's picks. And we're going to have fun listening to them. And we hope you guys do too. Starting off with Back to Black by Amy Winehouse, followed by Bad Penny by Big Black, Sure as Spring by La Luz, wrapping it up with When You Sleep by My Bloody Valentine. We'll see you in about 16 minutes, guys. Enjoy these songs. So far, move. Russian Bats killing it with the record picks. We heard Back to Black by Amy Winehouse. Let's let this fade out, I guess. All right, we're back. Russian Bats picking Back to Black by Amy Winehouse, Bad Penny by Big Black, Sure as Spring by La Luz, and When You Sleep by My Buddy Valentine. Guys, thanks so much for picking awesome songs.
Thanks for having those records.
Oh, you're welcome. Guys, sadly, we're coming to the end of the program, but you guys got a busy year ahead of you. You got a lot going on. You got stuff going on this week, February 20th. You're playing at Alphaville. It's yep. Jess's birthday show. Happy birthday, Jess.
Thank you.
And it's also the band Weeknight. They're releasing a record. It's their record release show. Big Bliss, another great local act, will be there. And Hunger will also be playing. You guys excited for that show?
Yeah, it should be a good show. It should be fun.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
And then you're playing the New Colossus Festival.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the featured artists there. I was so happy to have you guys to help preview the festival. You'll be there on March 9th at the Bowery Electric. Have you ever played the Bowery Electric before?
No, I think I was only there even ever one time for like a dance night.
Yeah, it's an interesting venue to play, but it should be a great show. And you'll be playing with Emily Kahn, County Line Runner, and Lucia. And then you guys will be at South by Southwest in March.
Yeah, it's our first time going. Looking forward to it.
I only have one plane ticket so far.
You need some more.
I might need
one.
The other one. But it's so expensive.
You're moving to Austin.
I'm thinking about taking a bus to San Antonio and then flying back from there.
You could do that. That's not that far from Austin. It's like an hour.
Pro tip. Drive to San Antonio and fly back.
But I'm pumped for you guys to play South by Southwest.
Yeah, we're doing Levitation Showcase, Levitation Festival Showcase, and Greenway Records, Brooklyn label.
Ooh, love Greenway Records.
Yeah.
And
then a few other unofficial shows.
I'm excited for your 2019 Russian Bats.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled for this 2019. Happy birthday, Jess. Her birthday's coming up this week. You guys, this is your year. Congrats.
I hope so. I listen to that zombie song every year. So maybe this time.
I think this is the year. I feel it. Thanks so much for being on the program, Jess and Luke. It was so fun hanging out with you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, anytime. Come back anytime. And we're going to finish the show with the last 25% of your 2018 EP. This is called What's Your Basement off of Penance. Again, you can get Penance on cassette tape via goodeyerecords.com. And you'll also be hearing new music from Russian Bats this year. But here we go. Thanks again, guys. And this is called What's Your Basement? What is my basement, though?